How about the two young children doing the readings today? Didn't they do a great job? Yeah, they did well. But we also have a lot of youth to thank in our parish because on many Sundays, there's different masses for the children. And it takes a lot of courage. A lot of adults can't do that. And it's very scary. But to have the courage to say, I'm going to go up, and if I make a mistake, I'm still going to do that. Huh? So I just want to really appreciate all the children who say yes, and it's scary, but they still come forward. That's how you live faith. You know, I follow, thanks to YouTube now, I can follow different preachers, different priests, and hear great homilies and sermons, and I need to get spiritually fed too. And there's one priest in particular I enjoy listening to, and he's the pastor of Pleasanton Catholic Community in California. He's a great preacher. And a number of weeks ago, he gave a great homily that I thought this would be a perfect one for Easter. And he talked about when he was in college, one of his assignments was to look at old radio comedians and how they helped the country go through World War II. And so he began his research and had to listen to a lot of old-time radio shows and really enjoyed it. So he was familiar with the works of Abbott and Costello, huh? Or Jack Benny. One of his favorite, he said, was a married couple, George Burns and Gracie Allen. Huh? They did radio and they did television as well as they did some movies. And you can even watch it on YouTube. It's still pretty good to be able to laugh at. So George was kind of a straight person, and Gracie just looked at life a lot differently. So that's what George kind of had to deal with. So Gracie would say, this recipe is so silly. It says to separate two eggs, but it doesn't say how far to separate them. A friend went to a doctor and said, is it okay to have a baby, woman to have a baby after 35? And Gracie said, no, I think 35 children are enough for any woman. And of course, they would end their radio show with George telling Gracie, say goodnight, Gracie. And Gracie would say, goodnight. Exactly. Huh? So they were around for quite a while. George lived to be about 100 years old, but his wife died at the age of 69. And he went through her personal journal and saw many things. One of the things that she wrote down was this phrase, where God, rather, do not put a period where God has put a comma. Do not put a period where God has placed a comma. Isn't that interesting how many times in life we want certainty? That we feel that things have already been spoken for, there's nothing new to learn, it's much more comfortable to be in the know and have all the answers. So we don't want the Constitution to change, we don't want scriptures to change or learn anything about it. The catechism or church teaching's enough, and there really isn't anything new that God's going to teach. He's already done that. And yet, that really doesn't understand the Holy Spirit constantly talking to us that everyone doesn't have a period always in their life, but has a comma. Think with me today on Easter Sunday, how many relationships that you and I have put a period on? They're never going to change. They'll never come to know God. They just don't have it in them. You know, they're just dealing with one issue after another, and they're just so difficult. I just don't see how they'll ever recover or change or really be healthy enough. And so we place a period there when sometimes we're called to really place a comma. How about when we get older and our health kind of goes down, and we end up going through a lot of doctors, and we're wondering why we're still here. We're older, we're tired. Why is God still keeping me here? What could He have for me to do? And yet, when God places a comma with someone like that, maybe it's being able to pray for other people who can't pray for themselves or won't at the moment. That God still uses people who maybe aren't the best of health,
or really dependent on other people to teach us about love. God doesn't place a period on them all the time. A lot of times, there's a comma. How about our young people? A lot of times, young people, maybe even today, you've been dragged to church today. And this is the last place you want to be because you're really not interested in God. And you don't want to know those things. And yet, all I can really tell you, young people, God has placed a comma on you because God is very interested in you. What you're going to become, what you're going to do. How about sometimes we deal this with anger? It's not sin to be angry with God because we don't understand everything. But we put a period there and say, I'll never talk to God again because God did these things to me. And here's the thing about Easter. Is death a period or a comma? Sometimes it feels like a period when we've lost with someone in our lives. They're gone before us and we're so upset with God that we're so grieving and hurting and pain. And we don't know why God took those people from us. We feel that way. And yet death is always a comma because it's an entrance into eternal life. Now, some things God does place a period on. God's unconditional love, period. Resurrection, eternal life, period. God is always present and interested in each one of us, period. But yet, most of life has a comma where you and I have sometimes put a period. And so I'm going to ask you today at Easter brunch, who have you put a period to? Who have you decided that that's it? There's nothing more. And maybe they're longing to hear from you, or maybe there's an opportunity at least to be able to be civil or kind or reaching out, because when people stop caring, you give people more evidence to hate themselves. Even when they don't appreciate you caring. Do that with young people. I coach football for a living at Sunny Slope, huh? This will be my 15th season coming up, huh? We're going to be good this year, I hope. But here's the thing. When you stop caring for the kids, they already know. When you stop being on top of them and saying, you can do better, and then they don't trust you and say, I knew you weren't committed. And that's why you always have to commit to young people. When you're there for them, they'll get used to you and they'll take you for granted, but you never know when they'll listen. And I think the same thing happens with God's people. When God, we feel, stops caring, we stop caring too. I knew God was a joke. I knew there was no God. And yet God always places a comma. As Gracie Allen says, never place a period where God has placed a comma. Happy Easter.